Harper Audio presents Gutenberg's Apprentice by Alex Christie, performed by Robert Petkoff. For there is nothing hid which shall not be made manifest, neither was it made secret, but that it may come abroad. The Gospel according to Mark, chapter 4, verse 21. In the annals of innovation, new ideas are only part of the equation. Execution is just as important. Walter Isaacson, Steve Jobs, a biography. Sponheim Abbey, Germany, September 1485. Many years afterward, when Abbot Tritemius first asked him to recall the true beginnings of the glorious art of printing, Peter Schoeffer refused. The story was too private, he informed the abbot, and not really his.
Exactly so. No man invents alone. Creation is the Lord's own province.
The monk, with a wide smile, was pitching toward his guest. It follows that the man who made this miracle was touched by God. He's young, too young to be the abbot of this hilltop cloister, master of a vaulted study lined with books whose brass clasps shimmer in the golden autumn light. Nor does Peter Schoeffer like the glint of satisfaction in his eyes, although he knows why it is there. Tritemius has netted him at last, has drawn the celebrated printer up to his own abbey after many tries. "I plan to write it all," the abbot says, and lifts an arm to circumscribe the library, the thick stone keep, the Rhineland down below. "A chronicle of all that has transpired here in this blessed time. None of more import, surely, than this great invention in which you, sir, played a part." "He uses me to make his reputation," Peter thinks. "Is this how chronicles are made? The story told to those who'd make their name by those whom time and fate have unaccountably left standing." On his way into the abbey, he and the abbot wove through courtyards past the chapel to the open cloister walk where even now the monks sit writing, backs bent, desks positioned to receive the slanting harvest sun. "How long it's been," Peter remarked, surprised, since he has seen a group of Benedictine brothers in such busy, scratching rows. Once, every cloister of the great monastic orders had scriptoria where God's word flowed from hand to parchment, but hardly any now survive. The abbot did not even break his stride.
"They curse me for it," he said with a tight smile, "and protest that the printing press should spare them this hard drudgery."
Peter has brought books from his own press to give to Sponheim, mainly standard works of liturgy and law. His thoughts have started turning to the prayers the monks will say in thanks when his soul nears its time. Tritemius receives these printed volumes greedily, though his own shelves are filled with handwork of the scribes. He strokes their leather bindings and fixes Peter once again with his light, intense eyes. "You are the only one who knows the truth, now that both Johannes have been called home to God." Johann Gutenberg, he means, and Johann Fust. Peter Schoeffer's mind is clear, his fingers as strong as they have ever been. He's over 60 now, a father to 4 sons, and the wealthy founder of the greatest printing house in all of Germany. A lean, tall man, he wears a close-cropped silver beard on his narrow, sober face. "The truth." He smiles. Much has been said in the decades since, but almost none of it is true. They've practically canonized the man who found this wondrous art. How Gutenberg would laugh if he could see them from above. Or else below. The final disposition of the master's soul is far from certain.
"They say he died in penury, abandoned and betrayed."
The abbot's voice turns hard.
"Sample complete. Ready to continue?"